Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Daniel chapter 12, we learned that not one seal of the book is to be broken, nor one trumpet blown, nor one vial of wrath poured out until all of the redeemed are safe around the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And then in Zechariah, verses 8 and 9 of chapter 13, we read this. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. Well, in that period, two-thirds of these people in the city of Jerusalem are killed. They're put to death. And the third that escapes, it says, they're refined as in a fire. So even though they escape death, oh, they're going through some terrible tribulations, some terrible trials, things that you and I would never want to face. And so verse 1 calls it a time of trouble, referring to the great tribulation, the second half of the tribulation period. It is a set period. It follows the abomination of desolation, which is mentioned in Matthew chapter 24. Now, again, the abomination of desolation, that is when the Antichrist has an image of himself set up in the temple that will be built in Jerusalem. And 1260 days, or 3.5 years, or 42 months, follow this. Now, listen to what the scriptures say. This is Jesus speaking in Matthew 24. That's a great authority to have Jesus Christ saying this. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor shall ever be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. This is the most trouble ever since there was a nation of any kind on earth. Now, praise the Lord for the Jews who get saved now and are raptured before this time comes. Because we wouldn't want anyone, Jew or Gentile, to have to go through the tribulation. How much better it would be to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. The late Dr. Harry Ironside points out an illustration of Noah. He said, God ordained the flood, but he ordained that it would not take place until Noah and his family were safe in the ark. And so, too, not one seal of the book is to be taken by the Lamb, is to be broken. Not is a trumpet blown in the tribulation to be blown, nor a vial of wrath to be poured out until the redeemed of this dispensation with all the saints of the past are safely gathered around the Lord in heaven. And so he says, and at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book, is the rest of verse 1. Again, Matthew 24:22 says, and except those days be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. Now, shortened here does not refer to less than 7 years. It doesn't mean that we're going to have less time of a tribulation than was originally stated, but rather the days themselves are shortened. And instead of 24-hour days, there'll be 16-hour days, in that it'll be light for that third of it, then there'll be dark another third, and then light. And you'll have those daytime hours that are shortened, and that is the teaching that is in the Word of God about that. Now, we're not going to go into that, but I just want you to understand that that is the idea, the days being shortened. A great day of deliverance is coming for Israel. Christ will return. In Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 4, we read this, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. I've stood on the Mount of Olives, and I've looked directly across and almost straight in front of me to be able to see the eastern gate, inside where the Temple Mount is. And I think it's interesting, because when you're standing directly in front of it, you can notice that the Dome of the Rock is actually to the left, and you see the Muslim mosque that is there, and it's off to the left. Well, when those gates are open, you'll be able to see the temple straight ahead. So the mosque is not even built exactly on the temple site. But there is a wall now that covers up that gate. It's blocked up all the way up. And so there's no gate up there. It is just filled in all the way to the top. But my friend, the day is coming where there's going to be gates there, and then the mountain, when Jesus comes back, is going to cleave. And I believe that it'll form just a little pathway all the way up to those gates. I believe these people that are alive, these one-third that are left over, are those Jews that we find in Revelation chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. And there it says, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And that last verse was verse 9 also of Revelation chapter 7. So let me give that to you. Verses 3 and 4 in Revelation 7 list 12 tribes of Israel. Dan is not in that list. He'll be in the list in the millennial reign, but not during the tribulation. And there's a reason for that, which we won't go into at this time. But notice, there will be 144,000 Jews that will be delivered throughout the tribulation period. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, however, talks about a great multitude of Gentiles, but many of those are beheaded for the witness of Christ. And so although they are in heaven, they are people that were not saved at the rapture. There are people that had never heard the gospel before, but then they hear the gospel and multitudes of them get saved. And during the tribulation, beheaded for the gospel of Christ, but they'll be with the Lord in heaven. Now, although in this Daniel passage, it's referring to the Jews of that day of trouble, he says, thy people, understand that in the tribulation period, there are many Gentiles who will be saved, but it will not, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, it will not be people, Gentiles, that have heard the gospel, knew they were unsaved, but rejected the gospel. The Bible tells us they will not be saved. Now, that takes us into chapter 12 and verse 2 here of Daniel. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Now, verse 2 is following, "At that time thy people shall be delivered," in verse 1. What time? Well, Christ's return is when they are delivered, which Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21, describes for us in part. Now, we won't read that passage at this time, and that's a good one for you to read on your own, where Jesus Christ comes at the end of the tribulation with his saints to take vengeance on those here on the earth, the Antichrist and his troops. Now, who is described as sleeping in the dust in this verse, in Daniel chapter 12, 2, where it says, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt." Who are they? Now, remember, the context is the tribulation. It's not the Old Testament time. It's not the church age. That's why four times in verse 1, the word time is used in referring to the tribulation period. In Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 through 6, we read this, "And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, this shows tribulational saints who were martyred for the cause of Christ, for the word of God, and for the testimony of Christ. Now, remember, you've got to keep it in mind, the context there in Revelation 20, as well as in our text here in Daniel 12, is speaking of the tribulation period. Therefore, sleeping in the dust refers to tribulational saints, those that die during the tribulation. Now, some teach, and some very good fundamental men teach, only those saved since Pentecost are raptured. And they'll tell you that the Old Testament saint is not raptured until the end of the tribulation. They say, well, they're on earth. We, the New Testament saint, we're in heaven. We're in New Jerusalem. But we need to understand whom God calls his elect. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.